Hello again and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 418 with me, Pete Kogel, for another rather short but rather wonderful show. What I make up for in quantity, I make up for in quality with some fantastic tracks. Starting with this one, a brand new release just in from Lola Deutronic.
Can't get you out of my hand, 'cause everybody loves you when you're dead.
And I do hope you enjoyed that, and I do hope you won't get it out of your head, because I think it's a fantastic track. I just love everything that Lola Dutronic do. That really got me amused, and I thought it was just fantastic. So that was Everybody Loves You When You're Dead. There's a great video that goes with that, actually, featuring lots of dead people, and some alive people as well. You sort of, I think you're encouraged to guess who are alive, and you sort of, hang on a second, are they dead yet? And I, you know, do a quick Google search, and you find they are still alive. So it's a bit sort of tongue-in-cheek. In fact, the whole thing's tongue-in-cheek, but it's actually fantastic. Fantastic. Perhaps I should play Dead Pop Stars by Altered Images now. I don't know. It's one of those things, isn't it? But really, really good. And I'm not dead. I'm not dead. No, I managed my Zumba. I managed more than my my expectation, actually. So I did 9 hours overnight, as I was telling you I was going to do, which almost... Well, it didn't kill me, but it was just very, very tiring towards the end. And then I went back at the very, very end and did another 2.5 hours, did 11.5 hours of Zumba in total. And at the end, I have to say, I had a second wind. I could have gone on for several hours more. It was really, really good. But we did the 36.5. Esther, the teacher, ended up on lots of local radio stations and on TV stations, and everybody seemed to find out about it. You know, the news was going out, and it was just fantastic. It was a really, really good thing. I did a quick edit of a video I'll put on PeteKogel.com as well. Go check it out. I don't think anybody that actually took part in the event that has watched it since has done so without shedding a small tear, and that includes myself, because it was a really emotional event for everybody. And it was just such a great thing, and so far to date, we've raised over £22,000 for the local hospice, which is an amazing thing, and will keep lots of people in you know, a very state of good state of dignity as they has their final days, which is what we were hoping for. So thank you very much if you sponsored me. I will be creating a special podcast of some exclusive tracks and different tracks for you in the next few days. I'm still got a busy weekend, so I'll be doing it after the weekend, but I did promise you one, and I will create one just for you. So thank you very much indeed. Right, let's move on. This is a new album on Housefly Records. It's by Ultra Bass. Played some stuff from him before. This is fantastic. Automatic Transformation. Yeah. was Alter Bass. I played him before, I think, on the dubstep zones, and he does do a variety of different sort of dubby sounds. That's the most dubby, as it were, dubby in the sense of reggae, on that particular EP on House Fire Records. The other two are a bit more ragger and sort of jungly, sort of drummer bass style. He says, well, I'll probably play some of them as well as time goes on, but that was very good. Automatic Transformation, there's that particular track. You'll find that at House Fly Records at House Fly. Records.yolasite, yolasite, yolasite, .com, from Bruges, Belgium, actually. Very good indeed. Probably the best thing's come out of Belgium for a long while, actually. I haven't played many Belgian tracks for a while. There was a time when I did play quite a few Belgian artists, but not recently. But there you go. I have been playing quite a bit of Russian stuff recently. This is an artist or a duo. One of them's from Russia, one of them's from Moldova. It's on the Synthematic record label. Try saying that, you've had a few beers. They're called Unity One, and this is Infrared, the dance version.
I made mistakes. How can I decide? Who will die tomorrow in my place? I'm not a saint. Got too many mistakes I regret, but I'm still the same. Still the man you never will forget. Yeah.
dancey mood, and I, of course, I wasn't a very dancey mood over the weekend. It's been something I've been doing quite a lot of. I don't know. Is it something that that men sort of generally can't dance? I don't know. I don't know. I think I can dance, and I've rather enjoyed doing it. So there you go. I'll do it again. At the Zumba party, I was actually the girls were telling me beforehand before the event at the very very end they were going to go all pink, and they were encouraging me to go all pink as well. So I thought about it and I thought, what the hell? So I did dress up in a pink tutu and a big pink wig as well, which got everybody amused, I think, which is the fun part of the story. And I think you just got to just go with it, really. It was meant to be a bit of a laugh. It was meant to be for a bit of charity, and we had a bit of fun. So I really enjoyed it. Say no more. Right, anyway, that was Infrared, as I said, the dance version by Unity One. You can find them at facebook.com/Unity One Band. One half from Russia, one half from Moldova, on the Synthematic record label at synthematic.net. Next artist is another bit of lo-fi stuff coming from Indonesia, from a new label I've not heard of before called Kanal 30 at kanal30.net. This is their third release. It's a multiple various artists album. This particular artist is called, or band is called, Alsu, ALSOO, and the track is called Red Wine. Partial to that Indonesian music, I don't know why. This is because they're sort of trying to catch up with the West in a sort of in a rocky style. I don't know what it is, but it's certainly fresh, and that's one of the reasons why I ended up playing it. Very good stuff indeed. That's Alsu. You can find them at the Kanal record label, Kanal, K-N-A-L 30.net. And they've got three releases, and as I said, that is the third one. There's a few more tracks on there I might be playing. I don't know, we'll see how it goes. See how it goes indeed. Now, there's a new album coming out, I believe, in January 2013. That is from Barry Adamson. Our long-time fan of Barry Adamson, of course, from, you know, various things, from going way back to sort of days of Magazine, and of course Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and of course now a solo artist for several years. He's released a new single. It's in support of, what's it called? I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically a charity in support of people that are sort of feeling very lonely and suicidal. And the track is called Brighton Rockers, which is kind of appropriate, really, as I do consider myself to be one. It's very dubby as well. Enjoy. Rather out of character for Barry Adams in that particular track, actually, but very nice indeed. Brighton Rockers, instrumental version of something. He does do instrumental tracks, but a lot of the time he does do his wonderfully gravelly vocals over the top, which is a sheer joy to listen to. But that particular track, very different and very good, and as I said, in support of a charity. So go check it out. BarryAdamson.com is where you'll find him. And as I said, that is a one-off single. I don't think it's going to be on any other album, I suspect. Right, this next track is from the King Deluxe record. I haven't been from King Deluxe for a long time. PK over in Canada keeps sending me stuff from King Deluxe. And some of it, it's glitchy. And I'm not quite sure if I like glitchy yet. I haven't quite got my head around it. And I know some of you do. And I know some of you think, just play it, Pete. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure yet. So this is slightly different. It's got some glitchy tracks on it. It's got some other things on it. So this is the probably the most immediate track, I would think. It's called No Light. The track is by an artist called A Thousand Years. Part of the series that they have on King Deluxe, the 2999 series, which is about sort of stuff in the future. And various albums are sort of created and mastered and produced with a fantastic artwork. To sort of celebrate that sort of time in the future, that sort of science fiction future as we not quite know it or just imagine it, and this is part of that series. So check it out. No Light, A Thousand Years.
Light. Light. Around the world, no one knows. Cause when the world is round, we're not the answer.
Very nice groove on that. And see, indeed, that was No Light by A Thousand Years. You can find A Thousand Years at soundcloud.com/A Thousand Years from London in England. But of course, King Deluxe is a Canadian label from over there in British Columbia, over on the western side of Canada. Fantastic stuff. Go check out King Deluxe. It's kingdeluxe.ca, as it were. Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. Right, enjoyed that. Next track is completely different again, as we always like to do in this show. This is comes to me from Mark Lee, Pocket Gods, of course. He said he's put together a new genre of music. It's death metal meets world music. A track called The Exorcist by This Is Ethmo. Take it away, boys. Completely bonkers, of course, but then again, if it wasn't completely bonkers, you probably wouldn't be expecting me to play it on this particular show, would you? That was The Exorcist by This Is Ethmo. You can find them at soundcloud.com/thisisethmo. Death metal meets world music, according to Mark. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I don't care. I just thought it was rather amusing and kind of fits in with the sort of rather jaunty, silly scheme we got going on in today's podcast, which is I suppose it's, yeah, I'm sort of on a bit of a high, really. It's been a sort of a fantastic weekend last week. My sleeping pattern's been completely and utterly buggered. I've been sort of up until 3 o'clock in the morning feeling like I want to go on Zumba. And of course now I'm playing silly tracks. So am I going to ever be the same again? I'm not quite sure. Well, yeah, does it really matter? Probably not. I will leave you with one last track, which goes back in time to a track from something like, I think it was 2010, possibly. We discovered this particular album by Noblesse Oblige. They are based in Berlin, although you can find them at noblesseoblige.co.uk. Make sense of that what you will. This is the Eric D. Clarke remix of a track I played before, a long time ago, I said, in 2010, called Beck and Call. I shall be at your beck and call next week for possibly a full show. I'm not quite sure. I'm now about to get, as you listen to this particular show, I'm now going to get a train up to Liverpool for what's called the NHS Hack Day, which is all about the NHS people, a bunch of hackers getting together fixing stuff on behalf of the NHS. I'm not quite sure what to expect, but I'll report back next week. Until then, see you soon, folks.
Left unspoken in anger and scorn.